So the average middle-class person thinks that a high-paying job is a ticket to success. And what I'm saying right now is that's 50% money. It's really hard to get rich on earned income, or what I call bad income. If you want to get rich, you need passive income and portfolio income, which is income from true assets. That's one thing. The other thing the middle class thinks is that expenses are bad. So what most people are trying to do is high income and cut down expenses. If you want to be rich, you have to know there's good expenses and bad expenses. And one of the best expenses you can expense to get rich on is what you're doing right now, which is some education. I consider that very, very good expense. The other expense I think is good expense is hiring good advisors. I mean, I love paying Diane. I love being around her because each time I'm around her, I learn more. And I'm happy to pay her the money because what she teaches me, I can leverage out and make more and more money with. I consider that very good expense. The reason I bring this up, the average middle-class person, the first thing they try and do when they want to get rich is they want to work harder for earned income and they want to cut down their expenses. You don't get rich that way. That is almost suicidal. That's not the way to do it. If you want to get rich, you have to know what kind of income you're earning and what you're spending your money on. So, Diane, another type of good expense is an expense, if you're a B, S, or I, that allows you to grow your business. For instance, you know, from the I quadrant, a lot of times I'll travel to another city, which is an expense. The government lets me write off, but I'm actually going there to look at real estate, which will make me richer. That's a good expense. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. You're expanding your horizons. By the way, with a business, the education is also a legitimate business deduction. I know in your case, Robert, you have business investments all over the world. So when you travel, you're looking at new business investments.
So my hotel room, my meals, my travel, those are all expenses that most people are not allowed to deduct. Is that correct?
Right. And in your case, it's clearly a legitimate business deduction because we have a proven track history of you getting involved in these kinds of investments.
That's correct. The other part about it is being a B quadrant or, you know, business owner, I can hold my board meetings in different parts of the world. And those are also our legitimate business expenses because I've got to bring my team of advisors. We need to get away from the humdrum of work. And we sit down in these beautiful exotic places and we relax and we discuss and we plan so we can make more money next year. The government allows the B quadrant to do that. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, we're going to cover more of that in the next pillar under tax. However, the point now is by having the right advisors, they can help you make those distinctions between good expenses and bad expenses.
And all those distinctions are part of your learning. So in 1979, when I lost everything and my rich dad was yelling at me about not knowing how to read a financial statement, and I had to sit down, he says, start with your own financial statement. Practice, learn it, manage it. You know, I mean, actually be accountable for it. Sit down and show somebody your financial statements so you're embarrassed to say, you know, how can you be so smart but be so stupid financially? And I'd sit there and all this. But the reason you want to manage first your own financial statement is because once you can do that, you can manage multiple financial statements. For instance, today my wife Kim and I have about 7 different financial statements because we have different companies going all the time. If you cannot manage one, you cannot manage 7. So start with your own, and once you become very good at that, you can get richer because then you can manage 1, 2, 3 of the businesses, different pieces of real estate, other investments. So one financial statement managed well can lead to many financial statements managed well. But if you cannot manage your own, don't try and manage somebody else's.